France's Senate has voted to ban the public use of the Muslim burqa-style veil. The Senate voted 246-1 in favor of the legislation, which has already passed the National Assembly. The law will make it illegal throughout France for women to wear the full-face veil, which leaves only the eyes uncovered, in public. It will impose fines for those caught wearing the veil, as well as jail terms for men who forced their wives or daughters to cover themselves. Judith Sunderland with Human Rights Watch reminds us opponents of the measure now have a period of time to challenge the legislation.
The Constitutional Council or court has been seized of the matter, and they have 1 month to declare whether, in their view, such a law is constitutional or not. So the final word belongs to them, and we'll know by mid-October whether this law will in fact be implemented as adopted. Having said that, we have long expressed our very strong reservations about this kind of measure. We feel it's a disproportionate response to what some perceive as a growing problem in France as well as in other European countries. We think that a full-fledged ban on wearing the full Muslim veil in all public places will not help women who may be coerced into wearing them and will violate the rights of women who choose to wear them.
But what about the security issue? People say these veils disguise the person so completely. It could be a woman, it could be a man. You can't identify the person. What about that argument?
Well, there are obviously moments when it's necessary to identify individuals, when people go and pick up kids at school, when they try to get on an airplane, when they want to get money out of a bank. Obviously, in those situations, an individual has to identify him or herself. But walking down the street, people should be allowed to wear whatever they choose within some reasonable limits, obviously, but we don't feel that covering your face with a garment that is associated with religious beliefs, although there are obviously some debates about that, but the women who wear them experience wearing the veil as a religious obligation. We don't feel that limiting that is appropriate or in conformity with international human rights law, which clearly protects the right to express and manifest one's religion.
You mentioned the squeeze that this might put on some women whose families want them to wear the veil, but the public does not.
Yeah, well, clearly, I mean, we are not denying that there are situations in which women and adolescent girls are coerced into wearing the veil, and that is a serious problem. And it may well be legitimate to take forceful measures against individuals who use abuse or violence to coerce women and girls into wearing the veil. But again, we don't think that banning the veil and punishing the women themselves and girls themselves is the appropriate response to this problem.
Judith Sunderland, senior researcher for Western Europe with Human Rights Watch, speaking with us from Milan, Italy. France is one of the largest Muslim populations in Western Europe, but only an estimated 2,000 Muslim women in France wear the face covering veil. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.